final case this morning, American Art China versus Foxfire.
Good morning, Your Honors. This appeal results from a class settlement.
All by yourself, right?
I am here all by myself. I have no opponent. No class member objected to the settlement. It was provided to, I believe, the Attorney General of every state because it was a true nationwide class. None of them objected to the terms of the settlement. The United States Justice Department didn't object to the term of the settlement. District Court, at the time of preliminary approval, approved the key terms of the settlement, including the market rate of one-third of the money put up as a fund as attorney's fees. It moreover approved as fair and adequate the notice plan, which in this case included providing the class notice by facsimile, and then if that didn't go through, by direct mail. And it approved the specific claim form that class members would have to use to submit claims, and I will tell you that all of those things were negotiated. The claim form did not provide any great burden for any class member to claim in. It didn't require, for example, verification that the recipient received a fax, didn't require a notarized signature, didn't require a phone bill from the time period proving that the person signing the form actually did hold the telephone line. All of those things have been proposed, and all of those things we fought back against for the reason that it would depress claims. District Court approved the claims plan, and he approved, frankly, the what we considered to be the a logical payout, which is everybody gets their share of the money that was made available. And in fact, the money that was made available was $1.1 million more than the insurance company was putting its UPS policy limit, which is a fairly remarkable result in and of itself. So all of this is preliminarily approved. We get to final approval, and really the only data point that's there that wasn't there before is what the actual claims rate is. And what at that point, the district court, although it continued to approve a one-third fee recovery with respect to our future and currently ongoing litigation against the other insurance company to receive the balance of the judgment, and it acknowledged that the notice plan was complied with and continued to be fair and adequate and comport with due process, best notice practicable. At that point, the district court, without prompting from anyone, and frankly, at the with vocal opposition not only from us but from defendants who agreed to the deal, suddenly decided that it wanted to switch over and award fees on a lodestar basis.
Do you agree the district court had discretion to do that under Florin and Hardin?
It had discretion, certainly, to elect to award fees on a lodestar basis. What it does not have discretion to do is base its decision on an ex post facto, or an ex post factor.
Well, did you have an agreement regarding fees with your class representative?
We did, both of them, the original class representative, Stonecrafters, and the ultimate class representative, Americana, both contemplated a one-third recovery in the event of a class settlement or judgment.
Is it your position that the claim rate can never be relevant in deciding what's a reasonable fee?
It is our position,
based
on the jurisprudence of the Supreme Court in Boeing, Van Gemert, in this court in cases like Synthroid.
What do we do with the language in Boeing that distinguishes this kind of case from what they had in Boeing? Namely, in Boeing, you had money paid into a bank account that was never going to go back to Boeing. Here, this clearly contemplated a reversion and a low claims rate, right? I don't know. The $6 million wasn't an, if you'd had 100% claims rate, there wasn't going to be enough money, right?
There, at that point, because there was the fees and the incentive award,
there wouldn't even have been, there would not have been enough.
That's
right?
True.
So why, given that everybody understood that this was purely fictional, why should that fictional number drive the fee award?
Well, I don't think that the number was fictional at all. I mean, I think that if the claims rate had come in at 100%, they would have paid $6.1 million. If the claims rate had come in at 70%, they would have paid $6.1 million.
You referred in your brief to the predictably apathetic claims rate. Everybody knew much less than $6 million was going to be paid out, right?
I would say suspected. I don't think you can ever know. But I think all you can do is give class members every opportunity to claim in and hope that they do.
Well, do you think the claims rate is entirely beyond your control?
It is not entirely beyond our control. What we can do is
there are ways to influence it as you negotiated it.
Yeah, provide good notice
so,
and
so
an easy
why
claim.
Isn't, why isn't it reasonable for a district judge to insist on a fee arrangement that takes into account a claims rate so that it gets class counsel's interests aligned as closely as possible with the class to try to maximize the claims rate? Because under this arrangement, you get paid the same amount regardless of the claims rate, correct? Under your theory?
Yes.
So what's wrong with taking claims rate into account to create that incentive?
Well, I think if you're properly creating an incentive and if that's the goal, that's something that ought to be set up ex ante. That's something that if there was to be a modification to the deal, should have happened at the preliminary approval stage before anything even went out. And if the rule is that fees are going to be tied to claims, I think it has some vast implications in terms of who's going to take on what case, because it's not just these type of class actions, but pretty much any class action that I'm aware of where the claims rates are not anywhere close to 100%.
Well, everybody knows claims rates are low.
Right.
So settling defendants know that. Class counsel know that. Let me give you the following hypothetical to consider. Okay, let's suppose, and I'm going to use some rough numbers for your case here, but suppose the defendant here estimated that the claims would probably total about $1 million. They were obviously willing to pay a total of $3 million then to settle the case, $1 million in claims and $2 million to you. If the defendant is willing to pay that much to settle the case, why should the attorneys wind up with two-thirds instead of one-third of what the defense is willing to pay?
Well, the defense signed its name to a document obligating it to pay 6.1. And remember, this is out of their hands, too.
But sure, but everybody knows that's a fictional number.
I mean, I don't...
You've told us that. Everybody in this field knows that's a fictional number.
I think that there is a big difference between having experience and having a suspicion and knowing something to be true. And I think that the key is that the money was made available. You can't get around the fact that this money was available, and to the extent that we can be faulted for the low claims rate, it would have to come, I think, from some defect in the way we set up the claims process, either in the notice or in the claim form, and that's not what the district court found.
Under your formula, would there be an advantage for you to get more money if there are fewer claims?
Absolutely not. Our money is based on what we're able to get defendants to make available to the class.
No, I mean, as far as the class is concerned, a lot of people for some reason or another didn't want their money. Is that right?
Apparently.
Yeah. Well, I don't understand that, but I guess I never got somebody asking me if I wanted to. Or maybe I did and didn't look in my fax machine or something. But that's what I know. How many of these do you have going now? You said something about you're still something going in this one. Get some more money out of this one, isn't it?
Well, right. The way that this judgment was structured is it's actually an $18 million judgment, yeah. And the rest of it's collectible if we win a coverage case against Hartford.
What is collectible for whom?
The class. And
so what do you do? Notify them again? There's more money out here? And
exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
And then you, I assume that would then raise your benefit, wouldn't it?
Well, right. But obviously we're doing more work.
No, this is more curious because I ask these questions two or three times I've been here when we had this back stuff. How many do you have pending?
I frankly don't know. We have quite a few. Yeah. I mean, I think that certainly there have been opinions noting what our firm's been doing, probably, you know, upwards of 100.
120 or so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I.
One of these facts is going to be over. I mean, it seems to me that the penalty is substantial enough. Do you have any prediction?
You know, we would have figured that it would have stopped by now, but I do think that the statute's doing what it was supposed to, in that this
Rich
problem
Williams.
Is lesser than less than it was.
This I'm cynical about it. This statute, I don't know where it came from, but somebody must have really had a convincing thing. But every time, you know, we get them in our office, you know, somebody like travel agency or something or other, and you throw them away.
Yeah.
And yet that's a $500 violation.
Yeah, I think at the time one of the things that swayed Congress and the committee that wrote it was that there was testimony from doctors and pharmacists about not being able to get prescriptions through, and people were concerned about really the burden on what's a vital communication structure, infrastructure.
Mm. Okay, well, I just find it amazing that this law is still here and guys like you can just wait for this, I don't know what to call it, a windfall. I mean, you're very good at what you do. Eh? You don't even have an opponent show up. And, you know, just go home and say, gee, we only got $2.5 million. This just ain't fair. Okay. That's all I got to say.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Case will be taken under advisement, and the court will be in recess.